Kiddushin Daf Tezvav, how's everybody doing? Another wonderful 8-minute daf. Yesterday we were discussing Gzeir Shava. You have two words, Sachir, Sachir. One is said by an Eved Ivri who sells himself, and one is said about an Eved Ivri who's sold by Bezdin. And there's a comparison between the two. And the Gemara mentioned that there's a Manda Omar that doesn't believe in this Gzeir Shava. And we're on a search to find who this Manda Omar is, and in fact, we never locate this Manda Omar. Can't find it. So yesterday the Gemara said, perhaps, we see a machlokes between Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar in regard to four differences between someone who sells himself to someone who is sold by a bezdin. Someone who sells himself could sell himself for more than 6 years. He does not get gifts when he leaves. He does not become a nirtza. You can't puncture his ear and let him work until yovel. And also, you cannot give him a shifcha kananis, whereas somebody that's sold by bezin has the four things. The Gemara wanted to say that that's the manda omar. Machlokes is whether you hold sacher sacher. Do you compare the two or do you not compare the two? The Gemara says no. In fact, everybody believes in sacher sacher the gzeir shava, but each one of the four things has a special pasuk that limits those four things. And we learned about the first one yesterday. The fact that somebody who sells himself could sell himself for more than 6 years. And now we're moving on. That someone who sells himself cannot do ritzia. You cannot puncture his ear because it says in the Torah, Oznoi, it's only the ear of that who's sold by Bezdin, not someone who sells himself. Now, how do you know, or how does he know, that a woman, Jewish slave, cannot puncture her ear? Because it says Eved, which is a Zachar. From the extra hey, this Tanakama learns that he must proclaim, he must say that he wants to remain a Eved Nirtza while he's still an Eved. But once he was set free, he can't say, hey, a week later I decided I want to remain an Eved. It's too late. And that he learns from the extra hay. A slave that sells himself doesn't get parting gifts. He doesn't get a gift when he leaves. Again, because Zamiyot says, loy. There's a concept called Shibuda de Reb Nosson. And that is that if a borrower borrows money from a lender, and then that borrower goes ahead and lends money to a third party, the original lender could go directly to the third party and take his money back. That doesn't work by a neved. If a slave, a Jewish slave, owes money to a third party, that third party cannot go and get his gifts instead of the eved. Why? Because this Manda Omar doesn't believe in the whole Reb Nosson concept in general. Now, finally, the fourth halacha, the difference between a Moicher Atzmai and a Moicher Mechru Bezin, is that a Moicher Atzmai does not get to have a shifcha knanis. And how do we know this? From a miut of loy. It's not because this Manda Omar doesn't hold of sacher sacher, but he has a special miut of loy. And the fact that a master could give the shifcha knanis to his slave bal karchach against his will, that we learn now from the pasuk that says ki mishne schar sacher avadcha, that a eved ivri works for you double the amount of time as a regular employee. How's that? How's double? Because at night he has a shifcha knanis and they produce slaves. So you see from here that it's against his will. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov learns that all slaves, all three that we're going to discuss, all three slaves go out on Yovel. Now, in fact, there's no raya that he doesn't hold of the Sachar Sachar Gzeir Shava. He could hold of Gzeir Shava. Gemara says that each one of these slaves has a special reason why we need a special pasuk for it. The slave that was sold by Bezdin, the reason why he was sold is because he stole something. So he did an Isser, so I would think that he doesn't leave in Yovel, we should punish him. The slave that has his ear punctured, the Nirtza, also did an Isser. He was over on the Pasuk, Avadeheim. Hashem says, Klal Yisrael, you're my slaves. You shouldn't be another human being slave. So why are you going to the master and saying, hey, you want to work extra years? That's Isser. But on the flip side, he already worked 6 years, so the master doesn't really lose. Gemara says, perhaps it's Rebbe who doesn't hold of the Sacher Sacher. Gemara says, no, Rebbe also holds of Sacher Sacher. What does Rebbe say? Rebbe holds a big chiddush, that a Jewish slave that was sold to a non-Jew doesn't go out after 6 years of working for the non-Jew like a regular Eved Ivri who works for a Jew. It says in the Pasuk Yigaleinu that only a slave that's sold to a Goy can be redeemed by relatives and not a slave sold to a Yid. Now, the fact that Rebbe holds that he doesn't leave after 6 years, because he learns that from the word Ba'ela. Rabbi Yisak Lili and Rabbi Akiva, they take the word Ba'ila and they learn something completely different. They hold that a slave sold to a non-Jew leaves after 6 years. And they take the word Ba'ila, that according to Rabbi Yisak Lili, if a complete stranger redeems the slave, says Rabbi Yosef Aglili, yes, he's redeemed from the non-Jew, but he has to go work for the complete stranger. See, it's a combination of Be'ila, but he learns it misvar, he learns it from logic. He says, why would a stranger want to go redeem a slave if he doesn't benefit from it and if the slave doesn't come work for him? But Rabbi Akiva says, no, this is the complete opposite logic. It's only when a relative redeems the slave that he goes works for the relative. But if a complete stranger redeems him, he doesn't work for the stranger. He's completely free. Why? Because if you don't allow him to work for the relative, then he'll keep on reselling himself over and over, and he'll rely on the relative to redeem him. But according to Rebbe, whether he was redeemed by a stranger, whether he was redeemed by his relatives, he works for himself. In other words, he's completely free. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day.